Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, son of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away.
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. I don't know where you're tuning in from, but I'm really glad you're here. Today, we're talking about something simple, yet deeply powerful, what it means to walk with God. Life moves fast, and sometimes it's easy to feel like we're just trying to keep up. But what if the most important thing isn't how far we're going, but who we're walking with? Let's take a few minutes together to slow down, breathe, and reflect on how to stay in step with the one who never leaves our side. In today's message, we are looking at the topic, a walk with God. Our Bible text is from Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Hey, I'm so glad you tuned in today. And I pray that what you hear in the next few minutes uplifts your spirit and points your heart closer to God. Today's topic is a walk with God. Let's get started with this story I read a while ago. It's about a woman named Sarah, a single mother who was battling breast cancer. At the lowest point of her life, juggling hospital visits, raising her two young boys, and feeling like she was losing herself, she came across a journal entry from her late grandmother. It simply read, "I don't always know where I'm going, but I know who I'm walking with." That line changed everything for Sarah. She began to wake up each morning, whispering, "Lord, walk with me today." Her circumstances didn't magically change overnight, but her heart did. Peace, strength, and hope returned, not because the journey got easier, but because she stopped walking it alone. That's what it means to walk with God. What does your walk look like right now? Are you sprinting, dragging your feet, or maybe standing still? Wherever you are, today's reminder is simple but powerful. God desires to walk with you, daily, intentionally, and lovingly. Let's reflect on Genesis 5 verse 24, where we're told, "Enoch walked faithfully with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away." It's a short verse, but one that carries deep meaning. Enoch didn't just believe in God, he walked with him. That suggests a rhythm, a closeness, a friendship. Walking with someone means going in the same direction, adjusting your pace, and being in step together. Imagine how beautiful it is that the creator of the universe desires that kind of intimacy with you. So, how do we walk with God in our everyday life? Walking with God is not just about checking boxes, going to church, reading your Bible, or saying a quick prayer. Those things are good. But the walk is more personal than that. It's about inviting him into your thoughts, your choices, your struggles, and even your small, seemingly mundane moments. Micah chapter 6 verse 8 says, "What does the Lord require of you? To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." That's the heart of it, humility. It's saying, "God, I don't have all the answers, but I trust your steps more than my own." Let me ask you this. When was the last time you took a walk? Not just physically, but spiritually with God? Do you pause to ask, "Lord, what are you saying to me today?" Do you let him speak into your schedule, your relationships, your fears? One of the most profound moments in Scripture is in Luke chapter 24, when Jesus walks with two disciples on the road to Emmaus. They're discouraged and confused after his crucifixion. They don't even recognize him at first. But as he talks with them, their hearts begin to burn within them. and by the end of that walk, their eyes are opened. That's what a walk with God does. It opens your eyes. It transforms your perspective. It ignites your heart again. Friend, God is not just a distant observer of your life. He wants to walk with you, through your triumphs and your tears, your decisions and your doubts. So as we come to a close, I want to leave you with a few questions to reflect on. Ask yourself, am I truly walking with God or just walking near Him? Where in my life do I need to slow down and align my steps with His? What's one thing I can do today to become more aware of His presence? Take a moment, even after this podcast ends, to talk to God like you would a friend. Go for an actual walk if you can, and just let Him into your thoughts. Today, as you step into your day, I declare over your life, may your steps today be light, not because the journey is easy, but because you're walking beside the one who carries your burdens. May your ears be tuned to His whispers, and your heart be anchored in His presence. And may you remember, every step with God is a step toward peace, purpose, and promise. So go on, walk with God today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gentle reminder that we don't have to walk through life alone. Teach us to walk with you, not just on Sundays or in quiet moments, but every day, in every step. Help us to trust your pace, listen for your voice, and lean into your presence. Where we've been running ahead or lagging behind, bring us back into step with you. May our walk with you grow deeper, more honest, and more faithful with each passing day. Let your light shine up on our lives this week and grant us uncommon favor as we walk with you. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thanks for spending time with me. If this message blessed you, share it with someone. And until next time, keep walking in faith, keep walking in truth, and keep walking with God.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Deuteronomy chapter 28, and for the evening, Mark chapter 15 verse 29 to 47. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask Him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.